else, it's because we're imitating the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not internal to us that there's something wrong with these things. That's what Barbanel says. I want to segue a minute because this is something that people talk a lot about. When things are wrong up his seichel, does that count as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah? How do we understand what they call natural morality versus Torah morality? You know, this is an issue that keeps coming up. So I would like to explain it as follows. Morality itself cannot be defined in Olam Hazadik terms. Someone tells me, well, the good is that which brings the good to most people. I don't care for it. I don't particularly care about good to people. But, you know, if you give charity 100 people, I'd rather go on an extra trip and not give the charity. At the end of the day, there is no good and bad, right and wrong. I can say it's more fish in the world if 100 people have what to eat than you overeat. They'll both be healthier. Maybe, but I still want to overeat. So what? Morality is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sense. It is the lekus and the bria. That is, take a lekus out of the bria, and the words right or wrong cease to exist. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with senses. And just like we can feel things and we can see things, we have an organ that we call conscience that can feel the ruchnius in the bria. It can sense kedusha, can sense tuma, very vague. It's like the sense of smell. It gives you a sense of things, but it's not something that's very useful as a particular instrument, just to tell you right and wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed a healthy human being with a conscience, and Klal Yisrael with a heightened conscience. And when we feel something is wrong, we need to say to ourselves, it probably is wrong, and if I have to think about it long enough, I don't understand how or why. So when Anshei Sdom are held accountable for doing bad because it's natural, instinctive, it means the lowest common denominator of a human being is someone that can feel the right and wrong of a suffering person, a person in pain, and to be giving. If you don't have that, you're a psychopath and you have no schus to live. You're not a human being. A human being is someone that has a minimal level of a sense of toiv and ra. But when the Torah says, for instance, to kill a Amalek, and I say, nah, it doesn't feel right, and it can't be, and you know it's immoral, that's a steer in definition. Because Baruch Hu said it cannot be immoral. We can, Avraham Avinu asked an internal question. Ashev Gos as a mishpat, you said if you have tzaddikim, we'll save you. You can learn a shtickle Torah and ask an internal question about how does this stem with this? This is part of Torah. But to say my sense of it is it's immoral, God can't be saying because immoral, what does that mean it's immoral? A, how do you determine that? You know, the communists, the first Dora communists were very good people who felt that it is a moral imperative to kill anyone who is not a peasant. And they felt that's the right thing to do. So there's no standard. What's the standard you measure it by? So the Tov and Ra are defined as the quality of the divine in the Bria. We have tzivuyim that give us clear-cut pictures. We also have a sense of things, like halacha, but it gives us at least, it's like the sense of smell. It helps guide us to things that are not right, or things that are good. So let's see one more piece over here, and we'll finish as Ramban. It says, "V'chisiz b'chu zevach shalom l'Hashem l'tzorimchem tizbachu." V'oma v'chisiz b'chu zevach shalomim ki achre she'osar hazvicha v'chol avodah l'alilim l'heim asecha v'rikin. The Ramban speaks about this a few times. In Karbanis, there's an extreme kpeda that it all be l'shem yudke vavke only, no kochos, nothing like that. And he says, "Oma kikasha tizbechu l'Hashem l'tizbechu l'tzoynchem, Shatia Vidaschem Le Rotzen Lefanov, Vyurotze Bachem Ke Oved Yisratz Adonai Vasisrat Sevena. The Pasuk says it's very important to do it to find favor in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. I want to explain this Ramban a little bit, and we'll finish with this. Let's give a mashal. Imagine somebody comes to my house. I order an electrician. The lights are out, or something's wrong. Electrician comes, and he's got a very bad personality. Maybe that's why he became an electrician. I don't know. You know, he's not good with people. He's surly. He's rude. Everything, but he fixes it. And the electricity is working now, kedasu kedin. So there's no pagam in the fixing of electricity, and I owe him the money. And I could say I take issue with his personality, a guy, you know, whatever. Imagine somebody buys me a present, and he's rude about it, and everything about the way he presents it and everything about it is not good, then he's undercutting me somewhere. That is a pagam in the giving of the gift, because tachlis, a gift is all about reaching out to the person. So whenever a person is doing a mitzvah that's a chiyuv, a mitzvah chiyuvis, so that is something which, if my kavana is less than optimal, okay. It would be nice if I could add the cherry on top and have the right kavanas, the right reasons, and so on and so forth. It's still a mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, put on tefillin today. I put on tefillin. So I have the mitzvah. My kavanas were better or worse. That adds or subtracts. It doesn't remove. Karbanis are the mainstay of karbanis that we're talking about. Chizur Zevach Shal Hashem is an adava. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a chance to reach out, quote unquote, and to go past what we owe and give a gift. If we do that with the wrong attitude and the wrong kavanas, then it's worse. Somebody gives me a gift and he's really doing it to maneuver me somewhere. I resent it tremendously, because you're taking something which is the realm of connecting the other person and being made to the other person, and you're turning it into something which is negative. Karbanis, and that's why the Nevi'im yell about Karbanis. There's no place where Navi says, "How'd you put on tefillin today if you didn't give tzedakah? You didn't give tzedakah, you'll get the hit for not giving tzedakah. You put on tefillin, you put on tefillin." Lomli Rav Zivchachem, Zivchachem is a taina, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why the extra credit stuff? Why present me with gifts when you're doing such terrible things? So Karbanis, specific Ramban says, because that's what a karban is. A karban is a rutzin, a ritzui. It's a way to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu beyond what I'm obligated. So for the person that does right and good, and he has an opportunity to go past what's right and good, matov manoim. For the person who substitutes, does the extra credit question instead of the homework he's supposed to do, that's negative. And that's why the pasuk tells you, v'chizuz avshar Hashem, l'rtzoinchet izbechu. The kavan over here has to be pure, because that's what us are about. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. Mitz Hashem, any questions, any points?
You can ask Rabbi a question on this last point. So Lefi, that's for why can't the Shechut Eichut still be Leratzos? Is there a pagam in Shechut Eichut itself?
Yeah, Shechut Eichut, the problem with Shechut Eichut is it's a lacking, I mean, it's a lav, but it's lacking, the Rebbeinu Shem wants it to be pure for Hashem. In the Beis Hamikdash, that's, so to speak, pure for Hashem. As soon as you go out, then there's something, like it says, different kochos. It's like, it's not quite for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's another, it's part of the world that's shared, so to speak, for other kochos. And that's why it's something so negative.